Well, hello, my luscious ones. I am back for another monthly update of all things wild and wacky with me. So buckle up and let's just jump right into it. I literally just got off a call for a podcast that I'm involved in, and in that podcast, we discussed something that keeps coming up, and only this month, because it's never come up before. We were talking about phone sex, and I was asked if I ever had a phone sex call from another woman, which, again, has come up several times this month in different conversations, and the answer is no, I haven't, which is interesting. Kind of wild that I haven't. Not that I get too many ladies following me or messaging me, but I do get some, and I don't know how I'd react to that. I mean, I do know, I'd go with the flow, but I'd probably be taken pretty off guard if it was a woman on the other end of the line, and I don't know. I don't know, like I say, I said in the podcast that I was recording that when I'm talking with a man in a sexual way, you kind of, even if you don't know them well, like, a great place to start with any man is to start with your lips on his cock. What's not to love? But I don't have the same sort of playbook when it comes to women. I mean, I know what I like as a woman, but do you suck their tits? Do I finger their pussy? Do I sit on their face? I don't know. I'd have no idea. It would be interesting to have a woman calling me on the other end. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to solicit the female callers. I adore the men who call me and love playing with cocks more than anything else in the whole entire world. It's just one of these things that came up. It also came up because some of you men have really sexy voices, and they're hot to me. That might just be my nature of loving to hear men in a sexual way, but seriously, some of your voices are really hot, and I think, damn, you should do phone sex. And what I get back from men usually is, yeah, but all I'm going to get is other men calling me and not women calling me. And I wonder if that's true. It actually made me go look, and I'm going back now as we speak to one of the phone sex services, and I was looking to see the listing because I'm like, no, there has to be like a men for women. Women must call for phone sex, right? But when I look in the find men category, which I have up now, it really, I think they might be right? I think they're going to get mainly men looking for men. I'm trying to even see, like, you know, if some of the ads are geared towards women, and, well, not on this front page. That's for damn sure. No, none of them really seem geared for women, unfortunately. And the categories are men home alone, fantasy, bondism fetish, phone with cam. Okay, that's new and interesting. Extra kinky, multiples, other, and Espanol. Interesting. And for women, the categories are, okay, no, pretty similar. Women home alone, phone with cam, fetish, bondism, extra kinky, fantasy, other, couples, and Espanol. Okay. Yeah, that's sad, really, I would say, for men who want to pleasure women with their voices. I'm sure there's other ways to do that. But you know what? The other thing is, it's kind of sad for women too, because we do love to hear the man sounds and sexy men talking, and we never get it. And it doesn't seem like it's available through these phone sex lines either. I don't know. Maybe there's not a market for it. Maybe women don't call phone sex lines as often as men do, but damn, that is a shame, not getting to hear all that. Okay, I'll get off of that topic. It was just interesting to me, and it was top of my mind before recording this. You know what's funny? Every month, like, as things happen through the month, if I think it might be something that I want to mention in these coming up audios. I try and make a little note of it because by the next month, I don't remember what the heck I wanted to talk to you about. And I have no interesting stories to tell you, even though I always have a fucking fun and interesting month. So today I go back to look and see if there was anything I wrote in what to discuss in this May monthly update. And I get... the first one just kills me. And I don't know what it was supposed to mean or why I wrote it there. I really, most of them I don't even know. But the first item that I had to discuss for May is... I kid you not, it is thick dicks don't necessarily have thick heads. And I mean, that is a true fact. I'm sure of it, and I've seen some thick dicks that don't necessarily have thick heads. I just have no idea why that came to mind or what I was intending to elaborate on that. No clue. Just all dicks are beautiful. Let's leave that one at that. The next thing I wrote down was used his hand like a sex toy, which I kind of do remember that. It was after a particular fun night. I can get back to that. The third one is shopping. Not exactly sure I wrote that one in, but maybe. And the fourth one was Linda Carter, but I did promise someone my Linda Carter story. So, can't help you all with the thick dicks don't necessarily have thick heads. But yeah, for the use his hand like a sex toy, I think getting fingered is underrated, gentlemen. I love a man fingering my pussy, and I can come a lot like that. Who the fuck am I kidding? I can come a lot like that any way, shape, or form, but I don't know, something about getting fingered is, it's dirty to me, but a good dirty, like, you know, the amazing, hot kind of dirty. But that night, it was like literally using my womanizer. For all of you who know, once I get that toy going, I'm not stopping at one orgasm usually. I'm like 2, 3, 4, and... that's how it was that night. It was just so good with the fingering that I just wanted to keep going and going. And I think I probably had about 4 orgasms. Then I thought, this poor man's hand must be shot. And for the next day, I don't know how he's going to use it. We joked about it the next day. He survived. But it just got me to thinking how it's much more intricate pleasuring a woman for you guys than it is for us women. I do think we kind of have it pretty easy. Not gonna lie. I gotta stroke your cock up and down, lick a little, suck a little, use my mouth, but there's no rubbing a certain little nub to get just the exact amount of pressure and swirl action to make her come, or curling my fingers and hand into this godforsaken position while I thrust in and out to make sure she comes over and over again, or trying to lick just the right spot with all the intricacies of a woman's pussy. So you don't have it easy, and you do a pretty damn good job, so don't be too hard on yourselves. Just be enthusiastic and show us that you're enjoying yourself, and we'll come along for the ride many, many times if it's me in particular. Now we're on to the third thing on my list, which was shopping, and I'm not sure which of the two things I meant with this, but I really have to give you guys even more props than I just did with pleasuring a woman. You do a mighty damn fine job of trying to avoid your eyes from looking at women's cleavage. And I speak that from experience. I have very big tits, always have. I don't have a problem showing them off. Low cut tops, tight tops, even some flashing gets involved a time or two. But for the most part, men in a professional or work type of setting, or even shopping, they're not too obvious looking at my tits. Some are. Yes, you get the odd ones who just can't help themselves and stare at your tits, but usually it's very subtle, or when they think I'm not looking. But God, I never really thought about how difficult a feat that must be sometimes, especially when you're talking about women like me who have enough to catch the eye and don't mind showing off a little bit of skin. It must be really hard not to look down. There's not that much space between my lips that will be talking to you and my tits that are just right down here. And you have to avoid letting your eyes drop just that little bit. With us women, not a big deal. I want to sneak a peek at your package. I could pretend I'm looking down at my shoes and just glance down. No big deal. I mean, I don't think a lot of women just zone in on a man's bulge. But again, if we wanted to, it's a lot less subtle than a man having to avoid looking at a woman's tits. And for the most part, you guys do that very, very well, especially since you're at an unfair disadvantage with me and women like me. So good on you. It's a struggle that must be real that I don't even know exists. Now I do, that I think about it. Okay, last on my, at least the list that I had started somewhere in the month, I had Linda Carter down, and I promised one of my lovely Patreons that I would bring up my Linda Carter story, because I'm not a huge Linda Carter fan. I've gotten over it a bit. I'll cut her some slack and give her some leeway. She was Wonder Woman after all. And I think she's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, even to today. I don't even know how old she is, but I'm sure she looks fantastic. There's no doubt about it. But maybe the day that I saw her, she was having an off day, or she had too much the night before. I was at some sort of women's talk, powerful women, I don't know, it was all women in the audience, all women speakers, and we were supposed to be inspired by these powerful women in business and life. I think the lady who lived with the chimpanzees or did a lot of chimpanzee research, Jane Goodall, she was one of the speakers. There was like a female astronaut speaker, all powerful women. And then we had Linda Carter as one of the speakers, and I was so looking forward to her because she's Wonder Woman, and who doesn't love Wonder Woman? But when she got up on the stage, she started going through her life, and literally every single triumph or trial and tribulation, she just went on to say, and I was just so pretty. So they gave me the job, and I was just so pretty. So I got that part. And then I was having a bad day, but I was just so pretty that they couldn't help it. And because I'm so pretty, and that was it. There was no substance to anything that she was saying. Everything just returned back to her being so pretty, so pretty, so pretty, so pretty. And of course, she is gorgeous, but I just expected more. I didn't expect her to be a rocket scientist or anything like the astronaut or Jane Goodall or anything, but something, I don't know, more even Wonder Woman-ish, like powerful, strong woman, not I am where I am today because I'm so pretty. But that might be the honest truth of the matter. Or again, she may have been having a bad day. Yeah, that's my Linda Carter story, just not what I was expecting. So those were the things on my list, at least, that I had remembered to write down. A couple of other things. I have lots of great stuff coming up this month. Some more May to December tales, another dirty debate, some sexy stories, a free use story, just whatever may strike me as naughty. Oh, and the swim coach as well. Can't forget about her. A live event date for something in Discord. I'll probably post the date in a separate post, maybe later today or tomorrow. I haven't decided yet. I also posted on my website about the pick of the month. I've been doing the pick of the month on Discord for 2 years now. It's where people put, it's supposed to be suitable for work, pictures for us to vote on, and then I come up with an audio. I do enjoy it. I find some of them more challenging than others. I really just kind of wanted to wing them and just go with the flow, but I've kind of been putting stress on myself for these, as I do. I know, it's a me thing, and I shouldn't be, but I like to get things perfect and the way that I think you'll enjoy them the most. So I was thinking, maybe we need to revamp the pick of the month. Maybe we need to do something else. I do like the challenge of it. Like, I like getting things thrown out at me and having to create an audio around it. I have some ideas. Maybe you guys have some ideas. I was thinking of maybe throwing out ridiculous things, like a ridiculous place to have sex, or a ridiculous word to put in an audio, or something just unheard of that I'd have to incorporate within an audio, like, I don't know, big clown shoes, and somewhere in the audio I have to throw in the phrase, gee willikers, or something insane like that, but also make it hot. And maybe I could even do them live, like on the fly, or you guys decide at the last minute what those might be, and then I just work my magic live. Just something to spice it up, change things up from the pick of the month, if that's what people might be interested in. I'm going to put it to vote, probably here and on Discord, but if you have suggestions, I'm really eager to hear what you might come up with. And lastly, before I let you go, because I know this has run long, and it always does, but I was talking with someone last month about Pop Rocks. They are those candies that you put on your tongue, and they make that popping, fizzing, sparkly sound and feeling. And I don't know. We might have talked about these a long time ago, and I can't remember. We talked about giving a blowjob maybe with Pop Rocks in my mouth, and I don't think I've ever done such a thing. And then I was suggesting it, you know, giving a blowjob with Pop Rocks, and he was all for it. Then I had to go on a hunt to find Pop Rocks, and they don't really exist in stores anywhere. There was, not too many years ago, a Pop Rocks chocolate bar. Like, it had chocolate with Pop Rocks in it, but I don't think it would have, it was a good chocolate bar, actually, but I don't think it would have the same effect when you're sucking cock with all the chocolate. Anyway, maybe, who knows? It might be delicious. But ironically, I was out shopping just yesterday and came across this nostalgic, like, candy shop, and they had tons and tons of Pop Rocks. I bought several varieties. I took a picture of them, which I hope to add to this post if it turned out. And I bought two grape-flavored ones, because grape is my favorite flavor of a lot of candy things if it's not chocolate. And I thought I should test these out with you guys here. I want to see how they feel in my mouth, because it's been years and years since I've had them by themselves. I don't have a cock, a real stunt cock to try it out on, but I maybe want to put, like, my finger in my mouth and feel how the sensation would feel on my finger, and feel if it feels any different, and if it would feel good to someone's cock. I can't imagine how it wouldn't feel pretty amazing. I might have to refresh the Pop Rocks if it's a longer blowjob, but I want to kind of get an idea of what that would feel like. For those of you who have had a Pop Rock blowjob, maybe there's a better way to say that. Getting your rocks off with Pop Rocks. Pop Rocks rocks off. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Okay, so here's my grape package. I'm going to open it up. This is like a toy review all on its own, huh? I did promise maybe a toy soon. I haven't looked for that yet. I'm smelling them. Smells a little bit like raisins, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if I should put them in my hand or just, like, dump the whole not the whole package, but dump some of them straight from the package onto my tongue. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Why put them in my hand? God, I hope I don't choke. Okay. This is really strange. All right, here goes. Let's see how it feels. Okay. Can you hear that? Acid on my tongue. Mmm. Interesting. You gotta use some spit to keep them going. Ah! Oh, shit! One literally flied right out of my mouth. They really do pop. Okay. That's just some in my mouth. I haven't put my finger... Wow. They're really, just going. Okay, the last time I had these, it was chocolate, and it wasn't this strong at all. Okay, I'm gonna put a few more in my mouth, and then I'm gonna put my finger in my mouth and see how that feels with, like, a... Can't stop it from going. With, like, a fresh load of Pop Rocks in my mouth. Hang on. Oh, my God. There's still so much in the package, too. That wasn't that many. Okay, here we go. Okay. It's in my mouth again. I'm gonna put my finger in. Okay. No, you can't feel that. You'd definitely be able to feel that around your cock. Let me try again. It's subtle. Tingly subtle around my finger. Then again, my finger isn't as big as a cock, so you'd really be taking up more space in my mouth, and I try to have even more, even though I've still got most of this package, and I've barely, oh my god, taken them in my mouth. They're very poppy, hence the name, I guess. I feel so rude talking with these Pop Rocks in my mouth, but they take a long time to dissolve, which might be good for a blowjob. All right. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna try and chew and swallow. Oh my god. That's not a good feeling. I'm gonna drink some water. Okay. All right, I'm all popped out. That was a fun experiment. I definitely don't remember them being that strong just by themselves. It's gonna be great fun. The grape flavor was neither here nor there. The taste is slightly of grape. I have a whole bunch of flavors. Hopefully, if the pic turned out, I'll post it and you can see the different flavors. But I'm not keeping them in my naughty room because I'm using them for real fun purposes. Oh my god, my tongue feels so weird. It feels weird now. Like it's just... Actually, like, it's just been put to good use. Kind of does have the feel of after a blowjob. Like, something's been rubbing up against it or... popping on it, popping off on it. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna stop with the puns. That is gonna be super fun, and I'll be sure to update you on my live Pop Rock sexy adventures in next month's monthly update. Thank you all so much for being here to support me and encourage me to be the dirty lady that I am. I just love it and love you for it. Have an amazing rest of the month, everyone. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey. Maybe one more mouthful of Pop Rocks.